From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. At least two demonstrators were reportedly killed during clashes between anti-government protesters and police in Iran on Saturday. During an anti-government street protest that originally had prompted by anger over rising prices and a stagnant economy. A video posted on social media Saturday purported to show two protesters after they were shot dead by riot police in the western town of Durud, when protests turned increasingly violent Saturday. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has denounced the Iranian government amid pro- and anti-government demonstrations there.
The entire world understands that the good people of Iran want change. And other than the vast military power of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most. This is what causes the regime to restrict internet access, tear down satellite dishes, shoot unarmed student protesters, and imprison political reformers.
The president used excerpts from a speech he delivered to the United Nations General Assembly on September 19th and when he criticized the Iranian government. Despite suffering what appears to be debilitating defeats on the ground in Iraq and parts of Syria, the Islamic State terror group is far from dead. That's according to military and intelligence officials from several countries that have been tracking the threat. Even on the ground in Iraq and parts of Syria where anti-IS coalition officials believe the terror group's fighting force, which was once numbered in the tens of thousands, is now down to 1,000 militants, top military officials remain very wary. This is VOA News. Pakistan says that almost 92% of its 2,611-kilometer largely porous frontier with Afghanistan will be fenced by the end of 2018. Hoping the massive unilateral undertaking will effectively address mutual complaints of militant incursions, the military-led construction effort went into action earlier this year. It had already fenced off about a 150-kilometer portion of the border, identified as highly prone to terrorist infiltration. A pair of 9-foot wire fences with a 6-foot gap and topped with barbed wire runs along rugged terrain and snow-capped mountains as high as 12,000 feet. Officials estimate the project would cost about $550 million. Additional outposts and small forts are also being built and equipped with high-tech surveillance systems to enable soldiers to monitor and detect intrusions around the clock. Hundreds of thousands of law enforcement, military, and security officials are being deployed in cities around the world to keep New Year's Eve revelers safe as they gather to welcome in the year 2018. In the United States, New York City officials announced they'll have two-step screenings, snipers, street closures, and specially trained dogs to secure Times Square as an estimated 2 million people gather to watch the annual ball drop at midnight. In Las Vegas, Nevada, 300 National Guard troops are joining more than 1,500 police officers to keep safe the city's famed strip, home to a number of casinos, resorts, and hotels. The security precautions to protect the expected crowd of more than 300,000 will include snipers as well. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is offering his New Year's greeting.
I urge leaders everywhere to make this New Year's resolution. Narrow the gaps, bridge the divides, rebuild trust by bringing people together around common goals. Unity is the path. Our future depends on it.
And in certain parts of the world, they've already rung in the 2018 New Year. A bus accident in central Kenya Sunday morning killed at least 30 people. The AFP reports that the crash occurred when a bus traveling from Busia collided with a truck coming from Nakuru. According to the Kenya Red Cross, 18 people were injured in that wreck. According to the Kenyan newspaper The Star, the bus was traveling in the wrong lane at the time of that accident. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.